Well, we now can cross live to journalist Afshin Ratansi, who's in London for more perspective on the Bushehr launching. Thanks very much indeed for joining us. Now, you spent a great deal of time in Iran. How is the opening of the country's first nuclear power plant being viewed there?
Well, what a victory it is for all independent nations, that is, nations independent of US hegemonic power when it comes to energy interests. And as your report suggested, what a victory also for those Russian families and for cooperation outside of the United States' sphere of influence. You wouldn't be thinking that, though, if you were in London or Washington. Tomorrow's newspapers, I think, will be very different to that report.
Well, some would say it's a very provocative move. The activation of the project very soon, in fact, tomorrow, is being seen by some as a step towards Iran actually developing nuclear weapons. Is it?
Well, the Islamic Republic have repeatedly renounced the use of nuclear weapons, but it is amazing to see the media coverage of this story. After all, Iran is a member of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and you don't see any of the nuclear powers making any signs of reducing their massive nuclear arsenals. If anything, all you see is, say, John Bolton, the former United States ambassador to the United Nations, saying to Israel, which is, of course, a nuclear-powered state in the region, to bomb Iran.
Yeah, but surely there are grounds for suspicion. You can understand people are calling for that when we can consider Tehran's reluctance to obey Security Council resolutions over the program, also being very obstinate, not being candid about it. So surely that is going to raise suspicions. People want to know what they're up to.
I think the reason why this story gets that kind of coverage, and we must remember that the IAEA will be monitoring things that are happening at Bushehr, and that previous IAEA secretary generals have been under surveillance by the Americans, quite contrary to regulations. We know the reason why the world, or at least the Western media in the world run by different types of elites, are worried about Iran, because it's an energy superpower in the region. I think alliances between Iran and Russia and China and the developing world, the global south, show that situations such as we're seeing in Bushehr reflect the decline of United States power.
Well, you mentioned John Bolton, the former US ambassador to the UN, and he was saying that, well, in fact, warning that Israel should take military action sooner than later, in fact, by tomorrow, if it wants to do something. That sort of talk, though, does that not suggest there really could be some sort of serious consideration by Israel or indeed the US to make some sort of military attack on Iran?
I think Zionism is always dangerous. It sometimes acts without US approval, although we must admit everyone must understand that Israel is a state that only exists because of the United States subsidy. I think it seems unlikely at the moment, but as you say, there is John Bolton's deadline. President Obama has surprised many on many occasions since his inauguration in backing increased troops in Afghanistan, a country, of course, bordering with Iran. I think bets are off at the moment. I don't think you'd get much of a bet on a military strike within 24 hours.
You've said some key words there, Afshin, and that is what has been echoed by other, what I would say, level-headed analysts who I've interviewed over the last two or three days. They're saying, not for the moment. No, we can't consider this military action happening for the moment. Do you think there is a possibility of war in the Middle East over this in the future, though?
I think we're more likely to see Israel expansionism in the on the borders with Israel. I'd say it is relatively unlikely, especially because of the global recession and depression, with worse economic figures coming out of the United States. Iran has repeatedly said that they can defend it, and they will attack the Straits of Hormuz, of which, of course, such a great percentage of the world's oil goes through. It's the most strategic place on Earth.
Well, very interesting to hear what you have to say. Thank you very much indeed for joining us live there in London. Journalist Afshin Ratansi talking to us here on RT. Thank you.